Page 156. Advanced File. The Power of Bravery. World War I, Women's Land Army.
When the First World War broke out, men signed up to fight and agricultural land was left idle. It was down to the women to take their place in the fields on the home front. It was the Women's Farm and Garden Union that mobilised the workforce. Cherish Wotton is a historian who has widely researched the big role this little organisation played.
So how did then an organisation which was small and voluntary go on to be something so significant once war was declared?
So once it was clear that there was basically a shortage of labour on the farms, a deputation from the Women's Farm and Garden Union then met with Lord Selborne, the President of the Board of Agriculture, to set up the Women's National Land Service Corps.
Initially, 800 women were trained, but by 1916, it was clear they needed thousands more. And so the Women's Land Army was born. But surprisingly, recruitment drives paraded city streets, not rural lanes.
Women of England, wake up and answer your country's urgent call for help. 30,000 are needed for the Women's Land Army. And where could you be doing nobler work than on a farm?
BBC.